Now, the other event we're talking about today is called Etch Your Sketch, 8th Annual Comedy Night Sketch Off. Now, I screwed that title up. Anyway, we actually have three of the six teams here in studio, all crammed in this little booth, to talk to us today about why they're doing this, why they think they're going to win, and just create some level of excitement for this event. So this is May 18th and 19th at the Roundhouse. It's Etch Your Sketch Sketch Off, and you get tickets at the Roundhouse by calling 713-1800. So let me introduce my guests today. There's Charlie Cho and Kit Kuhn from Lick the Wax Tadpole.
Hello! Hey.
Good morning! And we have Simon Yang from the Yanksters.
Hello.
And we have Ed Fong from Slant Eye Peas.
Hello.
Okay, now very unusual names and very funny names of that, and I just have to ask you, Charlie and Kit, explain Lick the Wax Tadpole.
Okay, I'll start. That was actually my suggestion. I'd come across quite a while ago, there's a blog whose name was called Lick or Bite the Wax Tadpole, and presumably what it was a literal translation of Coca-Cola in Chinese.
Which is wrong.
Yeah, Kit actually knows it.
So do you want to tell? This is an urban myth.
Do you want to tell a little bit about the story about why people believe it's a translation?
Well, it's because originally it's Coca-Cola. When they went into China, they want to find a Chinese name that, you know, has a good meaning, you know, sounds good and all that. And because the Chinese language as it is, you can actually have like, you know, hundreds of words, you know, for one sound, you know. Mm-hmm. And so what Coca-Cola did is to try to find four characters that will resemble the sound Coca-Cola. And so they, you know, get all the words together and try to mix and match, right? So somehow, you know, one of the combinations that came out, you know, could be translated, you know, loosely translated as like the wax tadpole. But, you know, with all the research that I did, I never seen actual, you know, the actual phrase that is, you know, means that.
So do you know what actually Coca-Cola mean, like with the letters?
Right now, it means tasty and enjoyable.
Oh, okay. Very interesting.
It's a great name anyway.
It's a great name.
It is.
You do remember it.
It sounds a little bit like Toad the Wet Sprocket too, which came from a Monty Python sketch actually.
Yes, yeah. So. Very good. Very good. Now, Simon, Yanksters, mm-hmm. That's pretty self-explaining because mm-hmm. you're Simon Yang. So, but your group is unusual because during the registration of this competition, Eric, you're one of the people in your group, just sent me an email and just said, I want to be in a sketch group. And then I didn't hear anything back from him, and then your group was formed. So tell us, what intrigued your group to sign up, and how did you gather all your members together?
Well, like most things that we do, we were pretty drunk one night. And, Eric came up to me. Well, Eric is of Caucasian descent, and I'm Asian. And he looked at me and was like, you're Asian, aren't you? And I told him, yeah, I am. Well, I need some Asians for my Asian comedy sketch team. And I thought, I can do that. I know some Asians. And that's how it got started. And he talked to me the night before the deadline, so I called you the next day before I had a team ready. I just wrote some names down. But
and then how much did it cost you to convince him to join?
You know, just a phone call.
A few six packs.
Some naked photos that I had of them. And that was it. Just like that, they're on board.
And not the promise of glory that your team is going to go home with the coveted Vancouver Rice Bowl.
I told them that too.
Okay, what your group, very funny, Ed, Slant Eye Peas. Okay, so why do you think you guys are going to win? Do you have like a Fergie secret or something?
No, I think that the reason why we are definitely going to win is because if we don't, the terrorists win. And isn't that what it's really all about, people? I mean, really. No, seriously. I think that deep down inside, aren't we all winners?
We are.
I really don't know.
Deep down inside, even outside. Everybody knows.
I don't know.
Some
of that stuff about, you know, aren't we all winners? I don't know if that's like the passive Asian person in me or the passive Canadian in me that's saying that. But anyways, I honestly don't know. I mean, we were doing a lot of stuff that made us laugh as a group, and so we could be just fucking ourselves by saying that I, you know, like
Golf Radio, we can say that.
I don't know. We could be just fooling ourselves. Oh, really? Because our humor might be so esoteric that, you know, because we were laughing and having snot was flying out of my nose, and so I don't know if we're gonna win. I just know that I was having more fun rehearsing with them than I was at home playing with myself. So,
well, that's the point of this whole competition, because we opened it to the public. We basically said, grab a bunch of friends, you know, and if you think you're funny, come on down and strut your stuff. Yeah. And the first night, Friday, tonight, it's judged by a panel of judges. And so this is a little bit more serious side of the competition, because you really want to wow those judges, because you are marked then on your timing, your delivery, how funny it actually is, and if you appear to be cohesive as a group.
There's a criteria?
There's a criteria.
Holy,
we gave it all up to you.
Are graded on this?
Yes, you are graded on this. Anyway, so you get a total score, and the person with the highest score does win. But the second night is the People's Choice Award, and with that, you can actually, if you have friends, you can pack the house and sway the vote a little bit.
Free beer, lick the wax tadpole.
Yay!
And so what happens is that we found out that even though people do bring all their friends, people do applause for who they think is the funniest team to their sense of humor. So we've seen during the last 8 years when people have brought their friends that the largest group doesn't necessarily win, because they are honestly marking who they thought was the funniest. So I think that's kind of cool.
Would it be easier for us to win if we buy beers for the youngsters so they get too drunk so they won't perform, or is it easier to
buy
beer
for the audience? We actually perform better drunk, so you'd just be playing right into our hands.
I think the idea is that we give the audience beer after they cheer for us. If not, no beer.
Okay, so you want free beer, come on down.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to take a little station break, and when we come back, I have a message to deliver to you from the other groups that could not be here. Welcome back to 102.7 FM. I'm Joyce Lam, and we're talking to participants in Etch Your Sketch, Sketch Off, 8th Annual Asian Comedy Night that's happening this Friday, tonight, and tomorrow evening. So, welcome Charlie, Kit, Simon, and Ed. And before the break, I said that I would deliver a message from two groups. And Matt Gates' group, which is Banana Drama, said that they are going to take home the coveted Vancouver Rice Bowl and take the People's Choice, because you guys are only bringing your B game, your C game, and your D game.
Bear in mind, this is coming from a person whose life is based entirely on winning something as this. How barren is the rest of his life if this is that important?
And if he only has one letter in his alphabet, like, we've got more.
Yeah, exactly.
Very limited vocabulary, that man.
Didn't even show up. No, actually,
exactly.
Didn't show up.
And we outnumber you guys.
Actually, probably won't show up at the competition either.
You know
probably
what?
Call it in with the phone sketch.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, so we also have another one from Josette's group, and her group is called Few Manchu, and she basically just told me to say, spell the group name out to you. So she said, S-F-U-U. Manchu.
Well, I get it. I get it.
Too early for that.
Speechless.
Oh, there's speechless. Okay. Josette, I think you got
Can you see that on co-op?
Well, there was...
I heard you could.
And also our last group that isn't here today is Crystal Yee's group called Disoriental. And so that's six groups that's participating in our Etch Your Sketch Off. So, okay, so guys, tell us, how did you get your ideas for your sketches? You don't have to give anything away, but tell us, like, how often you met, what sketches got thrown out. Were the consultants helpful?
Hmm. All right. We met this week. We pretty much met every night. Before that, maybe a few times a week. We used actually a bit of, as Joyce knows, as part of a sketch comedy group that Fact helped form called the Hot Sauce Posse. And we kind of had a bit of our own formula, a lot of brainstorming sessions, and we would plot out all the sketches and that kind of stuff. So we used a bit of that format.
We also go by, you know, who looks like who, kind of.
Oh, yeah, yeah, in terms of that, in terms of character.
Use our talents, basically.
And your group, is a democratic process, or is it obvious what is funniest and what's what do you keep, what do you don't keep?
We have a lot of egos.
Yeah.
Seriously. Like we ask like who wears the pants. Usually the women wear the pants and you know the guys wear the chains, you know, but that's okay.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good that you know that, so because that's half the struggle that's over.
Hopefully.
Simon, what about you guys?
We were a little bit less organized.
Yay, then we're going to win.
Well, not yet. Last night, me, Kim, and Eric, we were in the second sketch. We, you know, we went through it all night long, you know, the three of us. We did it front and back, you know, forwards and backwards. Kim was a monster. She just kept going all night. Like, me and Eric had to take breaks. Kim just kept on going. And I looked at Eric, you know, we high-fived and was like, let's plow through it. So then we plowed through. But hopefully our performance will show in tonight's competition.
So you have the energy. So you think energy is your secret weapon.
Well, we don't have that much energy.
Kim will share.
Oh, yeah, Kim. Kim's a monster. She'll go all night.
Okay, Ed, your time to comment.
Okay, by the way, that's a lovely negligee you're wearing. What was the question? Oh, by the way, before we go any further, I just want to say that I just realized that Matt Gaetz is a really, really big guy.
We're still on Matt, eh?
Yeah. Okay. And so I just wanted to say that that was Charlie saying all those things that he said about the value of his life. But anyways, the question about how did we do what we did and stuff like that, everyone in my group suffers from severe low self-esteem. So we were just freebasing Prozac the whole time. And that's what happened. No, we got together two or three times a week, 3 hours, and sweating up a storm, like physically, because we, you know, in absence of creativity, thought, or humor, we were just exercising mostly and getting high off the endorphins. But that's pretty much it.
Well, you know, all you guys kind of have a kind of an advantage over each other because your team, you guys are all friends, right? And
no.
You guys know each other quite well.
No, I hate
you.
Whereas we hate each other? Is that what you're saying?
No, but your advantage is that you come from a previous sketch comedy group, so you actually have the structure. And then your group, Simon, your advantage is that you guys, it's new and exciting, and you have...
And drunk.
And you have that energy to do this, and it's all exciting because it's brand new. Something's different for your
group. Always remember the first time. Hopefully this will be memorable too.
So, you know, I think everybody brings to them a key point that is strong about their group. So it's really exciting to see.
Thanks for making us all feel so great.
Well, no, because
I was at
tech rehearsal last night, and you guys were awesome. Every group was really funny. And I couldn't believe how funny these groups that were thrown together for this competition. And I know competition brings out the best in people. And because
we're all competitive.
In our shows in the past, we've hired professional sketch comedy groups to come to Vancouver, and you guys are on the same playing field as them.
There's more than just a salted fish.
Well, there was Hot Sauce Posse previously.
Okay.
Right?
So there are two out there prior to this company. I mean,
from Vancouver. But we had like OPM from Los Angeles, Asians Misbehaving from Philadelphia. We had the Cups from Toronto.
Wow.
And we had Portfield Players from Seattle. Yeah. So, and you guys are all as good as they are.
So you mean we can start our like around the country tour soon after the competition?
Right away. And you know, I mean, I do want to give a shout out to Paul Bay's sketch comedy duo.
Oh, that's true.
They're hilarious.
Buckets.
They're really good.
Yeah.
Future of comedy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so any questions about the comedy night that maybe I can answer for you?
No question. We're going to win. No question.
Well, actually, I'm kind of curious about the other groups, because this was always a thing that the Posse had to deal with as well, is in terms of, like, as an Asian sketch comedy group, like, how much do we feel we have to address the Asian-ness, or are we just a sketch comedy group? Like, you know.
Happen to be Asian.
I think it would depend on the group, because some people want to write the Asian stories and make fun of their heritage, mm-hmm. and other people just want to be a sketch comedy group that happen to be Asian. Yeah. You got to keep in mind the audience are of Asian Canadian descent. It's like 70-30, mm-hmm. and so whatever reaches out to them. And I think, especially at this moment, there isn't a lot of Asians strutting their stuff in theater, in film. I think just seeing Asians on stage
Absolutely.
will be able to identify them and just just grab onto you guys and just love you guys. So, and have a lot of fun doing that. And so it doesn't really matter, I don't think, what comedy you bring, because it's just important that we have six brand new groups up there strutting their stuff and telling Asian Canadian stories or just doing their stuff because they're Asian Canadians.
And
okay,
and
so I'll get off my soapbox now.
And that's true, Asians are not funny?
Oh, that's a stereotype, too, that we don't have a sense of humor. And from, I think, this studio guest right now, I think it shows that we have a lot of humor. Yeah.
I think Ed is looking pretty serious, though.
Oh, I think he's still asleep.
He's just sleepy.
He's thinking about the jokes, yeah.
It
I'm
is
usually
quite
not awake for another 3 hours.
I know, because we had tech last night, too, and you guys have a show tonight, so thank you very much.
Oh, no, it's going to be
for
welcome.
Coming so early in the morning. But you know what? We're going to go to one more break, because I have a CD to give away. John McDermott, who was a guest several weeks ago, has graciously given us his CD, Plain Folk, to give away. So if you are a caller at, what's the number, 604-684-7561, you get a copy of John McDermott's Plain Folk CD.
Can I get a signal in this studio?
Welcome back to 102.7 FM. I'm Joyce Lam, and we're talking to Charlie Cho, Kit Kuhn, Simon Yang, and Ed Fong on Etch Your Sketch Sketch Off. And welcome back.
Thank you.
Now, we only have a few minutes left, and I just want to ask you to say hello to the rest of your teammates on air.
If they're awake.
Word up. So, wake up.
You can say hello to them and give us their names.
Okay, Ross Bragg, Darren Joe, Sunny O, Susie Peterson, Jamie Slade, and our stage manager is Grace Chin. So shout out to y'all.
Yes.
And wake up and lick.
The wax tadpole?
Yay.
Yeah.
Lick it.
Okay, Simon, who's on your group?
Oh, well, we got Chin, myself, Eric, Kim, Bip, Veronica. And that's it. That's the six of us.
No last names?
All last one names, big happy
last family. Last names are kind of formal. Want to keep this relaxed affair. We don't want you guys to know us too well.
And you don't actually know them. Okay,
yeah.
Simon.
Exactly.
Okay, Ed, how about you?
There's Alex Chu, Andrea Yu, John O'Lee, our tech guy Jonas, and me.
Okay. Okay, that's great. And the other three teams are Disoriental, Crystal Yee, Edwina Cheer, Brandon Barton, and Banana Drama with Matt Gates.
Who's a lovely person, by the way.
We love you, Matt.
Matt Gates, Daniel Singh, Michelle Chen, Angela Liu, and Jennifer Lee, and Josette Jorge's Few Man Choose group with Josette Jorge, Nicole DeLore, Duran Cruikshank, Rick Lee, Nigel Wakita, Fiona Walsh, and Ashley McMullen. So these are all the participants for Etch Your Sketch Sketch Off. It's tonight. You can get tickets at the Roundhouse in person or by calling 713-1800, 604, of course, and on our website, www.vact.ca, and that's short for Vancouver Asian Canadian Theatre. And if you go on our website, you can see very funny pictures of the six groups that have entered in this competition. So let's hear one big rant and roar for your team to win the Vancouver Rice Bowl and the People's Choice Awards.
Yay.
Yeah. We'll go first.
Woohoo.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Charlie, wake up.
No, I mean, okay. So are we going to do a little cheer?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead. All right. Sure, let's do it.
Just say it.
We don't know what you've been told.
Frozen, freaking cold.
Even though our tongues are sore.
Tempo lickers are hardcore.
Tadpoles.
Tongues up.
Licking good.
Tongues in.
Tongues out.
Tongues in.
Licking good. Tadpoles.
Oh my goodness, that was great, Simon. You have to follow that.
I don't need some fancy gimmick to us look good. We're the hottest shits in Szechuan food. We're the greatest thing on this side of the Great Wall. I don't need a gimmick.
Okay.
You can say all you want. No proof.
Now, I'm describing Ed now. He's scratching his chin and looking very confused.
No, I always look that way at this time of day.
Do you want to say anything before we go off air?
No, I'm good.
Okay, come on out and hear their chant, their group motto later tonight. And thank you for listening to 102.7 FM Wake Up with Co-op.